No way in hell, Omar to boycott Israeli president's address to joint session of Congress. By Simon Kent on July 13, 2023. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, has ruled out attending Israeli President Isaac Herzog's upcoming address to a joint session of the U.S. Congress, declaring no way in hell she would be there. There is no way in hell I am attending the joint session address from a president whose country has banned me and denied Rashida Tlaib the ability to see her grandma, Omar said out in a long, meandering Twitter thread littered with all capital letters. The Congresswoman referred to a 2019 decision not to let her and her far-left colleague from Michigan into Israel. The two Congresswomen were barred from entering the Jewish state in keeping with a law that allows Israel to reject supporters of the boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, movement that seeks to delegitimize the Jewish state. As Breitbart Jerusalem reported, Miftah, a radical Palestinian organization that co-sponsored and organized the rejected trip to Israel by Tlaib and Omar, published an anti-Semitic screed on its website outlandishly accusing Israel of stealing organs from Ukrainian children and earthquake victims in Haiti to use in Passover rituals. Flashback, Omar declares, I wasn't aware there are tropes about Jews and money. The conspiracy missive was authored by Boothina Shaban, an advisor to Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. It was published just after the catastrophic earthquake in Haiti in 2010 and accuses the U.S. and Israel of offering assistance to victims for hidden political and military objectives. In the case of Israel, Shaban claimed that the Jewish state was harvesting organs. Herzog has been the country's president since 2021. He is set to address a joint meeting of Congress on July 19, as the statesman is visiting Washington to mark the 75th anniversary of the founding of Israel. Herzog will be the second Israeli president to address Congress after his father, Chaim Herzog, did in November 1987. Omar has a record of boycotting foreign leaders she disagrees with. Last month she joined Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, in declaring a boycott of an address to a joint session of Congress by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The three representatives cited human rights concerns for their absence. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.